I think I did yesterday.
I did. You guys can. You guys are the only ones can. Right?
Alissa, A-L-I-S-S-A, Overstreet. Man, that's all that's spending? O-V-E-R-S-T-R-E-E-T, 2-18-10. It was done yesterday, which was the 16th, 5-16. Chief complaint, left knee pain. 13-year-old young lady fell off the bunk bed ladder about a week ago. She had some swelling in her knee. Her knee got better. Then she started resuming regular activity. Now there's some swelling and pain around the left knee, period. There's no bleeding. There's no ecchymosis, period. Medical problems, nothing, none. Surgical problem, none. Medications, none. Social immunizations up to date. Lives with mom and dad. No exposure to smoking. Patient does not use drugs. Allergy, none. Last period was approximately 3 weeks ago. Patient denies pregnancy. COVID immunization, none. She's alert. She's awake. She's in no distress. 123 pounds, 98%, 98.1, 16, 93, 112 over 69. Heart positive, some positive, two lungs, feel wrong. I have them soft. Next shows JVD, skin shows no rash. Next shows no lymph adenopathy, this skin shows no rash. Examination of the left knee reveals slight effusion, decreased range of motion, on flexion. X-ray of the left knee is totally negative. Assessment number one, left knee sprain. Number two, patient to stay off of it completely. Number four, Motrin 600 milligram TID. Number five, Medrol dose pack. Number six, use crutches. Number seven, has a brace. Number eight, do not resume regular activity. Number nine, give it about 5 days. If it's not improved, we'll proceed with a referral to ortho and possible MRI of the knee. Discuss with mom and patient at length. They agree. We'll follow those instructions. Thank you.